You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The Democrats at the last minute have come in and thrown a lot of monkey wrenches into the ability for this to get done, despite the president doing everything that he can to show good faith to keep this going. So it's not just a question of, it's they keep moving the goalpost.
Monkey wrenches, that's what those Democrats are up to, according to Sean Spicer, as we try to get Congress to get a short-term spending bill while they work on a long-term spending bill. And is there going to be a government shutdown? Well, with the person with all the answers to all of our questions is A.B. Stoddard with Real Clear Politics. She is, of course, the associate editor and columnist at Real Clear Politics. Hello, A.B., how are you?
Hi, Brian. Good to be with you.
All right. Do you have the answer to that? I mean, are we going to get this, get them out of town today, get a short-term spending bill without having to shut the government down?
Yes. For the first time in a long time, I think it's clear that there's not going to be a shutdown, and we're not going to do the little countdown clock in the corner of the TV screen and all that excitement that we've grown so used to. I think everyone is invested. And I give the Trump White House, you know, credit for making it very clear they weren't going to play high-stakes political games on this funding bill, and they're going to get that done. I think they're buying themselves a week, and they better get their act together and just get to September 30th so that they can have this fight again. But I don't think the government is going to shut down whatsoever. And, I think that the president has a weird negotiating tactic, which might have worked for him in real estate, but I don't think it's really effective with legislation, which was, you know, he was going to demand funding for the wall, and there was going to be a health care vote. That was all last week, and he retreated within days, sometimes hours. So I think that's not helpful to the Republican leadership who are trying to herd cats, but the government's not going to shut down, and they're on to the next hurdle.
Now, I had heard this morning that Chuck Schumer supposedly was threatening to shut everything down and vote against the budget if they didn't get things that they wanted, like Planned Parenthood funding and some other things. And they said if there was any poison pill in it that they didn't like, they weren't going to vote for it. Did he back down as well?
Well, the problem is it's never over till it's over. So I'm not, you know, there was a threat from the House Democrats that they would, if health care vote came up, they wouldn't vote for the funding bill. So there's a lot of sort of like dancing ultimatums, and I can't tell you until the 11th hour what's going to hold and who's going to back down. I think this is I think everyone's going to fold tent, and it's going to, you know, we're going to get out of town here. I don't know. I don't know that he's backed down, but I in the end, I believe everyone's going to back down and make nice and move on because there are bigger fights to come. And Trump is dying to blame a shutdown Democrats, and the Democrats have so many other fights to have with the Republicans. They're going to be able to now run around and say Republicans have failed twice on a health care fix.
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk about that a little bit because there was a meeting last night on the House side of House Republicans, and they've been working very hard to see if they can get the Freedom Caucus mollified to a point where they can move the health care replacement and repeal of Obamacare through the House and move it on to the Senate and see what the Senate does with it. And as they came out of that meeting last night, Kevin McCarthy said there's not going to be a vote. We're not there yet. They don't have the 216 votes they need to make that measure pass.
Right. Well, the good thing that everybody's learning is that you really got to cut your losses, right? So don't bring it to the floor and have a dramatic showdown. They can't do that. So they knew they didn't have the votes. The interesting thing this time, Brian, of course, was that the Freedom Caucus did come on board. Mm-hmm. Not everyone, but, you know, in sufficient numbers. I mean, you got Jim Jordan for it. You've got Dave Brat for it. This is a different situation than March 24th. The problem is that the moderate Republicans are nervous because in some cases they believe people who are sick or have a pre-existing condition will end up paying much more, so, and it'll raise their premiums. And so
in the first round, they had the moderates happy and the conservatives were upset. And in the second round, now the conservatives are more happy, but the moderates are not pleased.
Right. So, look, you have those two camps, right? A Tuesday group of moderate Republicans, a Freedom Caucus of conservative Republicans, all in the House. And then, as you know, Brian, you have the two chambers. The House Republican is not a Senate Republican. Why do the House moderates want to take a vote that the American Medical Association is opposed to, and all these people are saying it's going to hurt the sick and they're going to pay more, when it goes to the Senate to possibly die? The way to write this fix is in the Senate, so that every House member who votes for it isn't hanging themselves on the cross. They've got to come up with something that is going to get to the president's desk before people start voting, in my opinion.
I want to ask a question that I know you know the answer to. I hear all of this and I say, why are they having this fight publicly? Why can't they fight this out behind the scenes? And when asked if they're making any progress on the health care bill, they say we're working on it. And that's it.
You are so right. You are so right, because after 7 years, this is an incredible political just crime that Republicans promised. First, it was full repeal, root and branch. We're going to go back to the old system. Then it was repeal and replace. And now it's repeal and retreat. I don't know what they're doing. It's so embarrassing, and it is such a failure. And the fact that they didn't have something ready, I'm old enough to remember when President Trump was going to do it in the first, week. He was going to convene an emergency session of Congress in his transition. I mean, this thing should have been ready and done quietly a long time ago. And you're right. The fact that they've failed publicly now requires them, I think, to go to Lamar Alexander in the Senate, to go to the people who are the healthcare policy, authers over there, and get to work quietly and never talk about it until they're ready to succeed.
Until you got something you know is going to work. Okay. Listen, A.B. Stoddard, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thanks for having
me. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.